Thursday, low 80s for high temperatures, under sunny to partly cloudy skies, and for your Friday, a few peaks of sunshine, high of 85 degrees. For Saturday, partial sunshine up to 86, will ease back to the lower 80s for highs on Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll. Currently, it's 63.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580, FM 103.1. It's time now for the Kaleidoscope program, and we have got Mountain Lake Public Schools Superintendent Brandon Henning joining us here today. Mr. Henning, how are you doing today?
Feeling good. You know, a little bit of rain out there. We had to move our fire drill. First one of the year. You can't scare the kids like that. I got kindergartners in the building. We'll move it to Thursday. You know, get that first one out of the way. So that's about the only hiccup in our day so far.
You know what? That reminds me. We have EAS tests on Tuesday. I got to do one of those, and I got to prepare the people, let them know, hey, it's not severe weather
yet. It's good.
Yet.
It's okay.
Yeah, but we got to do that test. Right. So school is underway. Been in school now for a couple of weeks, maybe a week or two. And that cell phone policy, we were talking about it. You and Steve were talking about it, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And you know, how's that going for you guys over there in Mountain
Lake?
That
was going to be our biggest adjustment coming in to start the year. We knew that would be something that's a little bit different, obviously. And I'm actually just super proud of the students. They came in and they said, oh, that's what this is? Okay, sure. Like, we haven't had any issues at all with students turning them in or trying to be, like, quote-unquote sneaky with them. And we anticipate that might come throughout the year. But as of right now, kids are happy to do it. I mean, today, just this morning, I was in the high school office, and we have like a cross country meet that's like in Norwood, America. So they got to go a long way. So I got to leave throughout the day, and I got a volleyball teams are going to it's Tracy tonight or something like that. So, It's Tyler. They're going to Tyler tonight. And so we're like, okay, you guys got to leave early. Come put your phones in the office. And there is probably, I don't know, 60, 70 phones just like, yep, just stacking them up on top of each other sitting in the office. You know, I mean, they're all locked up and everything now, but like just kids bringing them in like without a groan or anything like that. So I've been really impressed with our students coming in and just kind of buying into it. And we even had one report from a teacher who had said a bunch of juniors were in his class, and he just goes, yeah, the kids said this is great, we should have done this years ago. It's interesting to see like just how students are even changing their own habits and things like that that they've kind of been used to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where, you know, we were talking a little bit about it off air, but it is good, you know, to be away from those screens for a while, not only in school, but men, you know, they'll realize that, hey, I just went, you know, 6-7 hours without my phone. I can go another 2 or 3 back at home at the dinner table or, you know, with the family or things like that where, you know, maybe they can be off the phone a little bit more.
Yeah, I would agree. And my own kids have been like, oh, yeah, I forgot my phone. I go back and get it. So that's like, that's great. That's such an awesome feeling, too, like to know. That's what something we're worried about, I think, as parents, too. And just even as us as adults, I think we're victims of it as well, that we just get so tied into our phone. And that's one thing, too. We unrolled this program. I said, yeah, the students are doing this. But I said, staff, this is about you, too. So you guys have the same expectations, whereas I don't want to see your phone out at all. Like, I know it could be work-related and things like that. So I've even had myself, I've been with a bunch of students, and I gotten a phone call, and I'm like, either I can't answer it now, or I got to go somewhere else out of the view of students. So I don't even, like, text or look at my phone at all. It has to stay in my pocket, and that's the same rule for all of our staff. So we're trying to model good behavior, too, to our students and not be like, well, you guys are the kids, but we're the adults. We'll do whatever we want. Like, no, we can be better with our habits and phone usage, too.
Yeah, for sure. Set that example for the young ones there. And, you know, you guys have been in school now. You got some enrollment numbers as well.
Yep, yeah. So elementary is higher than expected, and we're at 226 there, K through 6. And then you add in preschool, it's another going to be like 17, 18. And then high school, 712, we're kind of holding steady at 229. So we're at a total of 455. So it's kind of less than what we've had. Like last year, about 468-ish. But we know it's still kind of early. We just got a couple new families coming in, are calling us saying, hey, we want to come in. You know, so I'm like, oh, come on in and register then. So I still think there's some families kind of making decisions as they maybe thought they were going to start the year someplace else, and here they are coming to us. And so that number will change a little bit, but that's kind of where we had to start the year.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned it a little bit, the volleyball squad, you know, track or cross country and, yep, you know, all the activities, fall sports, it's underway.
Yep, fall sports are going. Volleyball right now has got a record of 1-6. So they had a tournament over the weekend, and they lost a couple tough ones there. Coming up, though, they got RTR tonight, and then Thursday they go to MCC, so two tough places to play. But, you know, they're in it. They're having a fun time. But we have a good group of senior girls that just have been working and playing together for a number of years, and maybe the win column doesn't show up, but they're having a lot of fun, and they are improving. So excited for that. Football, just because of our low numbers, I think we're seeing those struggles, and not typical of what you'd see out of Mountain Lake. Typically, Mountain Lake, you're going to see a lot more wins than losses. But 0-2 to start the year, and we're going to a tough Edgerton team on Friday, so that will also be a battle for us. But the boys are working hard. I've heard from the coaches. Yep, I know our numbers are low, but man, this team is sure fun to coach, and they've bought in a lot, and they're working their tails off. So, a lot of respect to them. And then cross country, we've had a couple meets, and the boys and girls are doing great. We're usually in the top. Like we went to Fairmont a couple weeks ago. Boys got third, girls got second. And then just this last weekend at the Paul Metcalf Invitational, our girls took first place. They had a meet at Laverne over the weekend, and I didn't get the exact results, but I think our girls also were in that top two. So, I mean, that we have a strong girls team this year, like a good pack of runners, and the boys have some really good elite runners. We're just, I think Mr. Blomgren, our coach there, he's hoping for that next kind of group of boys to kind of rise up, but because they're coming, they're getting there, they're in that kind of next tier. I'm sure he's hoping they kick it into a little bit extra to help the boys kind of wing. So you never know. I mean, they've gone to state now a couple years in a row, and the girls look pretty strong, and the boys, we'll see if they can come on strong a little bit later, but there's definitely some individual runners who are performing phenomenally for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got a cheer squad as well for the football team.
Yeah, so that's something new that we're real excited about with our cheer squad. We kind of like soft launched it in the middle of basketball season last year, and just, you know, some girls just said, yeah, we're kind of interested. And we said, okay, well, let's see how interested you really are, girls. And they kind of took it upon themselves to learn a couple cheers and performed a little bit at some of the home halftime games or home games for basketball at halftime and things like that, a little bit on the sidelines. And so they kind of this summer said, you know, we were really committed to this. So they did some more fundraising, we got some more uniforms for them, and now they're going to be, you know, they're out the football games, and obviously they're anticipating doing a full basketball schedule, and just have a lot of excitement there. I believe we're at like 12 girls, which is great. So we offer it 9 through 12. So we have about 12 girls that are really interested in it. And for them, that's some of the only things they do. So I'm always happy about offering students experiences. Any way we can get you involved outside of the classroom, doing things, part of the school, being part of the community, and just showing your talent.
Yeah, for sure. You know, after school programs, you know, at that age are so important to get kids out and, you know, not only in school, but after school joining programs like that. And you know, one of the excitements of being in after school programs is homecoming. I mean, homecoming is a pretty big deal in some of these towns in the area, and you guys got a homecoming coming up.
Yeah, ours is you know, as they say, the kids are like, homecoming already? And I was like, well, dude, there wasn't a lot. The way the football schedule fell, it was going to be either now or it wasn't going to be till like middle of October, and everyone's like, that's gonna be too cold. So homecoming is going to be next Friday, and we play Gekti there, so we're kind of excited about that. I'm hoping we can get a win there for homecoming for all of our fans. The theme that the student council chose is Disney, so each class has their own kind of Disney movie that they've picked out, and they're going to kind of dress and kind of do all the participation around those different whatever theme or movie they've chosen. So I'm excited to see the hallway decorations and the different outfits and things like that. And I'm a guy who loves to participate, so I'll be wearing some funky stuff all next week long. And I know Monday's pajama day, so I'm real excited about that because I don't have to wear a tie and all this stuff. I'm just going to come in wearing probably some like sweatpants or something and a Wolverine t-shirt. That's gonna be a great day for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Homecoming, always a good time. And, you know, another fall activity is the play you guys put on. You had auditions recently, and that's getting underway.
Yeah, so, you know, Travis and Jamie, you know, they run the Den there in Mountain Lake, but they also have been part of our kind of our fall play and just kind of the arts basically program, the acting kind of program in Mountain Lake now for the last, I think it's about 4 years, and they've done such a phenomenal job. And they, I mean, I don't know how many kids we had try out, but I'm guessing, I believe it was probably over 60. And they're big on, hey, if you come, if you say you're interested, we'll find something for you. And we'll work with you on your comfort level. Like, I know one student said, I really want to be on stage. I want to act, but I don't want to sing. Like, don't give me a solo. Don't, like, that's not my thing. I'll sing with a group, but don't put me on a solo. And they said, we'll find spots for you. Like, so they're really willing to work with where your comfort level's at and then also kind of grow you from there. So our play will be Cinderella. And it'll be November 7th, 8th, and 9th. And that November 7th and 8th, there'll be 7 o'clock shows. And the 9th will be, I think it's a 2 o'clock show. So that'll be, like I said, they've already started practicing just this week too, and they have a good time with it. And like I said, I love that. Again, talk about kids that aren't anything else but that. Yep, we have students that this is their thing, and they'll be like the excitement you see on their faces. And I wish it was something we could offer year round for all the students, because there's a lot of theater kind of people that love this kind of thing, and just cause you can just see the excitement on their faces. And then, you know, it's just one of those things I wish we could add it like a spring one too that we could offer. But we have the one act, so I guess there is a little something in the spring. But it's just, it's good for students to be a part of it. We're excited to see, and it's always a good show, and we always get, it's always well attended. So I really appreciate the community always comes out to support, and even surrounding communities. I see, you know, kids and families from different towns that come over to watch it too. So I know it's just it's got reputation of being a good show and well worth your time.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I think I would agree with. You know, we talked a little bit about it, is just getting kids into these after-school activities and multiple of them. I know growing up, I was a very small town, very small school. I graduated with 13 kids. So,
okay.
I mean, it was yeah, very small. But, you know, I was in football, basketball, track, and then I was in choir and band and one act and all that stuff, because it's fun to get out there, experience new things, even if you just do it for 1 year, or even if, you know, you're only there a couple of times, because I couldn't do a whole lot of pep band because I was out there playing. But, you know, pep band's another thing. I know Mountain Lake and Comfrey come together for pep band, and, you know, whenever we're over there for volleyball games or basketball games, you know, they do a fantastic job, and you know, it is very exciting to get back into the fall season.
Yeah, and it's just it is a slog, though. I'm sure for you, your schedule was pretty packed tight. Like I got a seventh grade son who's doing football, and he's also doing the play. So he's like, he goes to school at 7 a.m. ish, 7:45 ish, and he doesn't get home till when plays 9 o'clock at night. I mean, he goes right from practice to play, you know, football practice, play practice, and everything in between. But it's so unique too, seeing all these different kids in different facets, because you only know that before, you know, especially if kids are coming up for the play for the first time or something, maybe they're upperclassmen, like, oh, they always play football. They always think, like, I think of like Jake Evers, right? Last year, he's been a Wolverine quarterback for all those years, whatever. And like all of a sudden, his senior, he's like, I'm gonna try acting. And then he was in he did a great job. Like, who would have thought, right? Such a nice kid, and you just didn't know he could act. And sure enough, he can. It's like, just because he's like, I'm gonna see what it's like to do something different. I'm gonna try a couple different things. So that's the thing I love about it too, is that you as a student yourself can kind of get yourself in different ways with different students and kind of unlock talents maybe you didn't really know you had.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I know Jake relatively well, covering, you know, great kid, great guy. And that makes sense, you know, for just trying something new, do something new. You know, it never hurt anybody. And, and sometimes you might find a passion you didn't know about. So always good stuff. Always good talking to you, Brandon Henning, superintendent of Mountain Lake Public Schools. Anything else that we missed? I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah, we covered everything. I will say I'm a little concerned about homecoming next week. We do have a staff or students kind of volleyball thing at the end of the day. I told my staff no workman's comp, no ACL tears, no, don't do anything crazy. So we'll see. It'll be fun. It's always fun to, because we'll have the whole school there cheering, you know. So it's always fun. The elementary kids will be cheering on their teachers versus the students, and it'll just be a fun event. And like I said, I love those parts. Those are the memory days. Like,
for sure.
You know, I always like to, I tease my staff a lot. Like, I'm sorry, you teach some great stuff, but no one's going to remember what you taught them, you know, 20 years from now on October 3rd, but they will remember, you know, some weird homecoming volleyball game that took place. And who knows what happens there? Like, hoping everybody walks away healthy, mostly the adults, because, you know, we're old and out of shape, but we'll try to give them a good game.
All right, sounds good. Brandon Henning, superintendent of Mountain Lake Public Schools, here on KDOM Radio.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for the annual fall fundraiser at the Cottonwood County Historical Society. It all